KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Barry McGuire joins us. He's the founder and president of Ignite America. The website's igniteamerica.com. He also serves as third generation president of McGuire's Car Wax, the top selling car wax in America and in countries around the world. Ignite America is urging Christians to join with the country to rededicate America to God, an event coming up on May 17th. With that, I'll welcome Barry into the broadcast. Thanks so much, Barry, for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve. Greatly honored to be with you. And these are exciting days. I mean, it's the worst of times and the best of times in many respects.
Yeah, there's a great opportunity to share the love of Christ. And you know, Barry, you're doing that through your ministry at igniteamerica.com. And you mentioned off the air right before we came on a book you've authored. Do you want to let the listeners know more about that?
Well, we don't have a lot of time. Let me get to one important scripture that I think everybody should write down. Isaiah 43:10. Folks, write that down. Isaiah 43:10. If you're trying to decide, should I share my faith or not share my faith? It seems really hard. That's for somebody. There's a million excuses why you don't share your faith. We actually have on our website, igniteamerica.com, a most frequent excuses column. And we have 12 of the main excuses, which about 95% of us fall into. I'm not trained. I don't have the talent. I don't have the personality. He didn't say, go into the road, all you who are trained or whatever. He said, just go. And by the way, he didn't say go into, in the word, be a nice person. Unfortunately, in the statistics today, we see it about 30% of Christians are sharing their faith. But when you drive down the numbers, you find out that means they're just living a good life. And that just brings you glory. It doesn't bring God's glory. It doesn't get anybody saved. When it comes down to sharing our faith, and folks, is the number one problem, the reason we're in the problems we're at in America today is only 1% of us are sharing our faith. And so those that are lost, and they're not going to church, and their only hope is us, and we're letting them down. So folks, this is for all of us. Now, my punchline, this is it, if you don't remember anything else. Isaiah 43:10. Do you know that from Genesis to Revelations, God tells us to share faith, proclaim the good news? But in Isaiah 43:10, he actually says why. And it's secondarily, hear me, it's secondarily to win the lost. Secondarily, get that. It's primarily to win you, because if you're not sharing your faith, being a Christian just gets routine, and you have to be really religious, really diligent to keep praying and reading your Bible day, and it's a chore. But when you're sharing your faith, you can't get on your knees fast enough. You can't get in the word fast enough to learn more, to answer the questions you're being asked. And you're in the game, and your prayer life explodes. And more importantly, these relationships you have, every time you talk to somebody, it ignites your life. And so we wrote a book on it called Ignite Your Life, because when it happens, it's most importantly what happens to you. And if you're missing out on that, you're missing out on what being a Christian's all about. And Isaiah 43:10, I'll go back to that right quick, is the best scripture that explains that. Just listen to this. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. I appointed you as my witness so that you will believe. You know, if I was God, I'd say, so if they believe. You're right. But he says, so that you know and understand that I am God, and that you believe that your faith is unwavering. Would you believe that sharing your faith is how you have wholehearted faith? They're the same thing. When you share your faith explodes. And I think the second most luxurious promise in the whole Bible is Romans 28, which we know well, but we don't really read it completely. And it's where he says, where's there after salvation, after John 3:16, what can be better than knowing God is promising you, I'll make everything in your life work together for good. Everything. I've been doing it for 50 years, folks. I can tell you, I was on the verge of bankruptcy. I was dying in a hospital. I lost a 49-year-old daughter. I know what pain is. But he says, everything will work for good when you do two things. And it's reminiscent when they said, "Teacher, what's the most important thing to do?" And he said, "Love me and love your neighbor as yourself." That's reaching them, knowing their salvation is important as yours. So in Romans 8:28, what does it say? He says, "I'll make everything, I promise you, I'll make everything in your life work together for good if you do two things. If you love me and you live for my purpose, not yours." My purpose. Yeah. His you purpose know, to seek and save the lost. That's it. If we live every day to seek and save the lost, that's what we say, move everybody every day closer to Jesus. You live in the promise of Romans 8:28, and fear is gone. You don't have to worry about anything because you know God's going to make even the bad stuff work for good. So if you don't get anything else from this short interview, write that down, Isaiah 43:10. It's powerful.
Well, and I would encourage our listeners, too, to go to igniteamerica.com to find more of the resources that are available there and hear more about the Ignite America's the overview of this the mission for the ministry. You know, something that stood out to me, Barry, that you mentioned was, you know, more than just living out a Christian life and having people watch that as the way we share the gospel. You know, when you realize that we are image bearers, that we are ambassadors, and you look at ambassadors and, you know, do you learn about what their mission is, what their message is by watching them, you know, go to the theater or go to dinner or make something in the kitchen? You know, they have a message that they're communicating and representing the United States around the globe, and is our duty as believers in Christ, as kids of the King, to be acquainted with his word and be prepared to give an answer for the faith that lies within us. And there's ways for you to get equipped to do that. And at igniteamerica.com, you will find ways to do that. Barry, we're actually up against a break. I'd love to continue this conversation, talk about the event coming up on May 17th and why Ignite America is urging Christians to join the country to rededicate America to God. Can you stay with us?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Barry McGuire. He's the founder and president of Ignite America, igniteamerica.com. And Barry, when we went to break, I teased a little bit about an event coming up on May 17th, Rededicate 250. When you heard about this, why was it so important that you felt to come alongside and urge Americans to take part?
Well, America, it's the greatest God story after the early days and founders of the church. But I mean, come on. I don't know if you saw this movie just came out, The Great Awakening, but it reminds us how our founders are so committed and how God birthed this country. And I'm thankful that we have this moment in time when we can relive that. There's a movie that's still out. It's been out for a couple of weeks now, The Great Awakening. It's a profound movie that it explains our beginnings and how it was Ben Franklin, after they were arguing at the Constitutional Convention, he stood up and he was the one who was most respected. And he says, "When we're in war, we open these meetings every time on our knees, and we've forgotten that. And we're not we're just arguing here. Nothing's going to happen until we get back on our knees." And they did. And you know, the next time they came together, they prayed for a couple of hours. And for the first time in weeks, they had unity. And with a couple of 3 weeks later, they had our Constitution. This is the beginnings of Mayflower. The Mayflower Compact says, "We have entered this voyage and come here for the furtherment of the gospel of Jesus Christ." I mean, that's what we are. And this is a great opportunity to remind America. They're living the heritage of what our founders started, and we've drifted away from it, and we need to get back to that. And this is a profound opportunity to remind everybody exactly how Christian, what that really means. Jesus Christ, Lord of all, and birthed this country too. I mean, when you get back, do you realize that America has evangelized the world? The money, the time, the people that we've spent evangelizing the world is more than double all the other countries of the world combined. If you want to know why God's blessing still stays on us, because he appreciates it. We're doing it to this day. We haven't evangelized America very much, but we're still, our missions program is going like crazy around the world. Thank God for that. And we need to bring that message home. And it's up for each of us who know the Lord to do that on a continual basis, not once a day, all day long. The message of our ministry is move everybody every day closer to Jesus.
Yeah, you know, and I want to drive our listeners to find information about the Rededicate 250 event, yes. A national jubilee of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. If you go to freedom250.org, on the top of the page there, you see the menu, just drop it down. And actually, there's going to be several celebrations throughout the year. This is just one of them on May 17th, but click on Rededicate 250, yeah,
praise God.
And get all the details about that. You know, Barry, it's so encouraging to see organizations, a lot of like Ignite America. Earlier this year, America Reads the Bible, over 500 Christian leaders spent time reading the Bible aloud from Genesis to Revelation from our nation's capital. And you know, Bob or Barry, you told us, you know, how this is to remind us how things were done in our, you know, with our nation's leaders early on, and it's akin to in Nehemiah, right? Where the exactly. Bible's rediscovered, and they read it aloud to the people, the Word of God being alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow. Now, as we approach this May 17th date, Barry,
yes,
and spend some time in prayer, rededicating America, National Jubilee of Prayer, Praise, and Thanksgiving, what would you encourage the KLYT listener, the ABQ Connect listener, to be praying for as we head into this time together?
Well, I can tell you can make a difference personally. We need to pray together corporately. Thank God we're doing that. But on a personal level, folks, you have about 90% of the people around you every day are lost. Do you understand that? They're lost. The people that we like to hate, we can't hate. They're not evil. They're just lost. And they're going to stay lost until we love on them. And let me tell you right quick, our ministry is, we're evangelism for dummies, okay? You don't have to be trained. You don't have to have anything. You can love on people. And you know what? That's what Jesus said. He said, they'll know you're my disciple by your love. And if you just love on people without worrying about their salvation, just love on everybody every day in the line at Starbucks, wherever you're at, put the phone away. They will engage in conversation immediately. Everybody does. Everybody's hurting. Everybody's in pain. Everybody's living in fear. Everybody's starving for love. When you love on them, and by the way, the Holy Spirit will confirm to them your love for them is real. And just mention something about God in a casual way that's non-offensive, like, oh, that must break God's heart, or boy, God really saved your bacon, or something to telegraph that you're a Christian. You know, within 5 minutes, seriously, I've been doing it for 50 years, within 5 minutes, they'll open up and they'll tell you things they won't even tell their closest friend. And here's the best part, folks, you don't have to prepare. Luke 12:12 says the Holy Spirit will give you the word to say, and he always does. Every time throughout the day, and he'll give you words to say to that person. The person in front of you, you can see they're changing before your eyes. That's intimacy with God. That's intimacy with God, where you know that God has you exactly right where he wants you. He's organized that conversation, and he's speaking through you to that person. That's a Holy Ghost experience, man. And that's why he says in Isaiah 43:10, when you share your faith, I appoint you to my counselors so that you will believe me. If you want your faith to explode, if you want to end fear, no more fear. Karen and I haven't had fear for decades. Zero fear. Zero, I mean, unbelievable opportunities every day. And almost everybody around you is starving and wanting what you have. Just get off the bench and into the game and love on people. And at the end of those brief conversations, you say, would you like to know more about God? And they'll always say yes. And you can get these cards from our website. They're Seeking God cards. They're like business cards. And we give them to you free of charge. They don't even mention our ministry. They don't have any requirement for passwords or anything. They're just pure ministry. And you say, this website will tell you all you need to know. So in the, after each one of those five-minute conversations, you actually leave them with a pathway to salvation. Wow. Yeah. Let me tell you, you can do that all day, every day. People say, Barry, you're 83 years old. Why are you so excited? You want to know?
Well, listen, Barry, a couple of things I'm hearing, and I want to really make sure the listener's focused on. You know, I hear encouragement from you for the layperson to be a part of evangelizing America, evangelizing the world, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the other word that came up, you mentioned fear, and I want to fear, you know, often that with it comes worry. And we both know that we're instructed, right? Worry for nothing, but with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And coming up actually this Sunday, the event with Freedom 250, Rededicate 250, national jubilee of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Three pillars they mention: the miracles that made us a country, the miracles that are still in our midst, personal testimonies will be given of God's healing in our lives and in our land. Oh boy, to see our land healed, but please, Lord, bring revival and a new birth of faith and freedom. And this, you know, this is what we should be praying for and spending time to do that, this Sunday, May 17th. And you can find out more about the event that's coming up at freedom250.org and then click on the celebrations found in the drop-down menu, to find the Rededicate 250. Barry, as folks head to igniteamerica.com, and this ministry has been, you know, doing things for years. Can you give us a little look on the horizon? Anything coming up that you want to draw attention to our listeners?
Well, I would just say we're talking about patriotism. We're talking about this great country we live in. Folks, the most patriotic thing you can do today, yes, on May 17th, every day of the year, the most patriotic thing you can do is help get the scales off the unbeliever's eyes. They can't see the truth. They're not going to church. Yeah. And Satan blinds the minds of unbelievers. They literally see evil as good and good as evil. That explains everything it's bizarre. How can people believe these things? Because it's satanic. And folks, if you're listening to me right now, Satan's greatest tool against you, against every Christian, is fear. There's about 10% of us. There's only about 10% of us in America really are born again Christians. And we just stay at that same percentage. You know why? He's trapped us in fear. Fear that I'm going to embarrass myself. Fear that whatever. You got to get past the fear. And how do you do that? Move everybody every day closer to Jesus. And he will ignite your life. Fear is gone. And again, remember Romans 8:28. All things work together for good when you live for his purpose. To seek and save the lost. Now's the time I'm pleading with you folks. Do you want to escape fear? Do you want to know that God is hearing and answering your prayers? Do you want to have joy every day? Knowing God's direction, your sense, these are all the promises that come right down to, are you doing what he's called you to do? He says, if you love me, honor my commandments. And his commandments, he says, and then you only have to do two of them, love me and love your neighbor as yourself. And that's it. I don't require anything else of you. The one thing he's mandated us to do, think about it. It's the Great Commission. It's the only thing he's mandated us to do. It's the one thing that we're afraid to do. That's Satan stopping you from having the time of your life. And let me tell you, it is the time of your life. That's why I wrote a book on it. It's called Ignite Your Life. It's an Amazon bestseller. When you share your faith, it ignites your life. Fear is gone. And every day becomes an adventure. And I tell you what, that's the most patriotic thing we can do. If all of us who are Christians would start loving everybody, moving everybody every day closer to Jesus, we'd have a Christian America within 30 days. And not spend a dime. It's just up to you and me. Let's get off the bench and get into the game.
Barry, you said something I want to key in on again, and I've mentioned it several times on this show, loving others, loving America. Mm-hmm. And you know, often we've heard all the different definitions of love and how it was said differently in the Greek language. But however, often when I talk about loving America and loving your neighbor, I bring into it this way, because so many people connect it with gushy feelings, and what I would encourage people is to remember, When we often say love them by sharing the truth with them, loving is wanting the best for the person on the receiving end. And what is the best thing that they could receive? That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we encourage you, as Barry said, to love our neighbor, to love our country. And if you just tuned in, listen, our guest has been Barry McGuire. He's the founder and president of Ignite America. Go to igniteamerica.com to find out more about the ministry. And maybe you've been listening and hearing us talk to the Big C Church, and you're sitting there and you're like, I want to know more. Well, Barry already mentioned it. Go to seekinggod.org. At that website, you'll find all you need to know about a relationship with Christ. Barry, so much appreciate your time and the work you're doing at Ignite America with your team. And open invite, we would always love to have. Well, you are exuding, pouring out joy in the Lord, and I love that, Barry. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve. God bless you. You're an amazing warrior for the gospel.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.